attracting the case of both males and females.
Healthy human beings, bacterial colonization is confined to the lower end of the urethra, and the remainder of the urinary tract is sterile, as is urine. The majority of UTIs are caused by ascension of pathogens from the urethra to the bladder. These pathogens are from fecal flora. They can ascend further to the ureters and renal pelvises. The urinary tract can become infected with various bacteria, but most common is E. coli, derived from the GI tract, which causes about 80% of cases. Other organisms in the Staphylococcus, Saprophyticus, Enterococcus, Klebsiella, Proteus, Pseudomonas, and yeast. Viruses, they mainly infect immunocompromised patients and children who have congenital anomalies. They are particularly susceptible to viral UTIs. And the adenovirus, cytomegalovirus, most commonly involved with hemorrhagic cystitis. The prevalence of UTIs in women is about 3% at the age of 20, which increases by 1% in each subsequent decade. In males, UTIs are common, uncommon of one, except the first year of life and in men over the age of 60 years. Predisposing factors and the host-dependent factors. Structural or functional abnormalities of the urinary tract, which may prevent bladder from emptying and result in urinary stasis. Examples include BPH, congenital malformations, which may cause viscoureteral reflux, urinary bladder diverticulum, neurogenic bladder, and urinary tract stones. Sexual intercourse, and the chronic constipation, which is a common cause of UTIs, especially in children. And you know, a small catheter associated urinary tract infection. It's caused by indwelling urinary catheters. The most common cause of nosocomial urinary tract infection or indwelling urinary catheter. Classifications in the UTIs, uncomplicated and complicated. Uncomplicated, it's an infection in the urinary tract where there is no functional or anatomical anomalies, functional impairment or concomitant disease that would promote a UTI. Complicated UTIs, infections associated with structural or functional abnormalities of the GI tract, joint urinary afferent tract, or presence of underlying disease that increase the risk of chronic infections in immunocompromised patients. Urinary tract infections, papillomegaly, cystitis, pyelonephritis, and VND is small asymptomatic bacteria. Pathophysiology, and the urine is an excellent culture medium for bacteria. In addition, urothelium, susceptible people, it may have more receptors, which virulent strains of E. coli become adherent. In women, an ascent of organisms into the bladder is easier than in men, because the urethra is shorter, and absence of bactericidal prosthetic secretions. Sexual intercourse may cause minor urethral trauma and transfer bacterium in the perineum into the bladder. Instrumentation of the bladder may also introduce organisms in mechanical catheters. Cystitis, clinical features of cystitis, typical features of cystitis include relative lower urinary tract symptoms, increased urinary frequency, urinary urgency, dysuria, hematuria, and suprapubic tenderness. Diagnosis of cystitis in the dipstick urinalysis, microscopic urinalysis, we call it clean catch midstream specimen, and urine culture. Diagnosis can be made from combination of typical clinical features and abnormalities on urinalysis. Most urinary pathogens, they reduce nitrate to nitrite, and neutrophils to nitrites, they usually are detected in symptomatic infections by urine dipstick tests. For leukocyte stress and in nitrite. In absence of both nitrite and leukocyte stress in the urine makes diagnosis of UTIs unlikely. Interpretation of bacterial counts in the urine and of what is a significant culture result is based on the probabilities. Urine taken by suprapubic aspiration should be sterile, so the presence of any organism is significant. If the patient has symptoms and there are neutrophils in the urine, a small number of organisms is significant. If the patients are asymptomatic, more than 10 to the power of 5 organisms per ml is usually regarded as significant, which we call asymptomatic bacteria. Management of cystitis, antibiotics are recommended in all cases of proven UTIs. and the trimethoprim or nitrofurantoin is the usual first choice of drug for initial treatment. We can use quinolone antibiotics such as ciprofloxacin and norfloxacin and cefalexin are generally effective. Penicillins and cephalosporins are safe to use in pregnancy, but trimethoprim, sulfuramides, quinolones, tetracyclines should be avoided in pregnancy. Well, nitrofurantoin should be avoided at term pregnancy. Persistent or recurrent UTIs, the causative orgasm persists on repeat urine cultures despite the treatment, or if there is reinfection with any organism after an interval, most likely find the underlying cause to be present and more detailed investigation is justified, such as imaging. In women, recurrent infections are common. Investigation is justified only if infections are frequent, three or more per year, or unusually severe. Recurrent UTIs, particularly in the presence of an underlying cause, may result in permanent renal damage due to scarring, whereas uncomplicated infections rarely, if ever, do so. If an underlying cause cannot be treated, suppressive antibiotic therapy can be used to prevent recurrence and reduce the risk of sepsis and renal damage. Urine should be cultured at regular intervals. A regimen of two or three antibiotics in sequence, rotating every 6 months, is often used in an attempt to reduce the emergence of resistant organisms. Other simple measures may help to prevent recurrence. Trimethoprim or nitrofurantoin is recommended for prophylaxis, most commonly in the nitrofurantoin. Measures that I can remember way, simple measures. Basal fluid intake of at least 2 liters per day, regular complete emptying of bladder, good personal hygiene, emptying of bladder before and after sexual intercourse, cranberry juice or tablets, they may be effective.
Asymptomatic bacteriuria. The presence of more than 100,000 CFU per milliliter in the at least 2 voided urine samples in patients with no symptoms of UTI. The dysuria, frequency, agency, or superficial pain. Bacteriuria typically resolves spontaneously in healthy non-pregnant women without any side effects. Women with asymptomatic bacteriuria are more likely to develop future UTIs than women with no bacteriuria. Letiorigil, E. coli is the most common causative organism. Risk factor. Age more than 65, diabetes mellitus, spinal cord injuries, indwelling urethral catheter, or pregnancy. Diagnosis, urine analysis with microscopy. يا اما ناخذ midstream urine sample, يا اما catheterized urine sample. عشان نشخص في midstream urine sample, نحتاج bacterial growth more than 100,000 in 2 consecutive samples in women or 1 sample in men. في catheterized, نحتاج bacterial growth more than 100 CFU per milliliter in 1 sample in women or men. Treatment is recommended in individual undergoing urological procedure with possible mucosal trauma, infants, pregnant women, and those with urinary tract abnormalities. Treatment is not recommended in healthy non-pregnant women. Empiric antibiotic for ASV and WTI considered appropriate during pregnancy include fosamycin, beta-lactam antibiotic for 5 to 7 days, oral cephalosporin, amoxicillin plus beta-lactamase inhibitors, the amoxicillin or calcium.
يعني اي حدا ما عنده urinary symptoms بس عندي بكتيريوريا يعني حدا عنده واحد بيسيز باليورين لقيت ليمفوسايت استريز لو كان بوزيتيف وممكن تعمل له يورين كلتشر ويطلع فيها اورجانيزم بس ما عنده symptoms this is to be treated or not
لا ما
اعمل treatment كل ما اعمل treatment لاسمتمات البكتيريوريا كل ما زدت الاكسبوجر للانتيبيوتكس كل ما صار عندي ايش ريزيستنت Madam, asymptomatic bacteriuria, I don't treat, even if I have a positive culture. Unless the patient is pregnant, لازم أعالج.
Immunocompromised.
Premature infant, حدا بالخدراج. مين كمان؟
Immunocompromised.
لا. مين كمان؟ Immunocompromised. ومين كمان؟ Kidney transplantation. أو أي حدا بيروح على urological procedure. حدا بيعمل cystoscopy, حدا بيعمل kidney biopsy, حدا بيعمل
طيب الأكيوت ميلينوفرايتس usually caused by an ascending bacterial infection حدو كان عنده previous cystitis most common organism لأنها هي من ascending infection ليست cystitis فتيجي بشري شاكولاي 75-90% of cases. بعدها Pseudomonas aeruginosa, Klebsiella, Brotus. The clinical features is fever, chills, or flank pain, cause of vertebral ankle angle tenderness, pain upon percussion of the flank, usually unilateral, maybe bilateral. Dysuria as well as other symptoms of cystitis, the frequency of urgency, weakness, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea may also present, possible abdominal or pelvic pain. Risk factor nephritis, most common in women because they have shorter urethras, pregnancy, urine tract obstruction, anatomical abnormalities, benign prosthetic hyperplasia, rosacea urethral reflux. Immunosuppression, HIV or diabetes mellitus. Renal transplant. Complication of nephritis, urosepsis or septic shock, perinephric abscess, renal papillary necrosis, end-stage renal disease, emphysematous nephritis. Classification, uncomplicated to complicated. Uncomplicated nephritis here in immunocompetent, non-pregnant female with normal genetic urinary anatomy and renal function. Complicated nephritis associated with any of the following risk factor or complication, the failure of outpatient therapy, sepsis, male sex, age more than 60 years, urinary tract abnormalities, the obstruction and urinary catheter, history of surgery to the urinary tract or kidneys, hospital acquired infection, renal impairment, history of nephrolithiasis, immunosuppression, and or severe comorbidities like diabetes, mellitus, corticosteroid use, or pregnancy. Diagnosis, lab test, NAMM urine analysis, like biuria, positive urocyte, positive leukocyte stress on dipstick test, leukocyte urea, white feces more than 5, bacteriuria, positive nitrites on dipstick test, hematuria, white blood cell cast, urine pH, more than 7.5, associated with urease producing organism. Epithelial cells more than 5, suggests contamination. Urine cultures with susceptibilities, performed on all patients with suspected pyelonephritis, determine the pathogen and any associated drug resistance. More than 10 colonies forming per unit, per milliliter, suggests bacterial infection. Blood culture, two sets, should be performed in all patients with suspected complicated pyelonephritis. Additional blood test, CBC, leukocytosis, inflammatory markers, high CRP, VSR, PMB may be normal or show elevated BUN or creatinine. Collect urine and blood cultures before administering empiric antibiotic therapy. Additional blood test, imaging indication. Imaging is not routinely indicated in patients with suspected acute and complicated pyelonephritis. Imaging serves to identify obstruction, abscess, or emphysematous pyelonephritis. Consider in the following situation: the complicated pyelonephritis, sepsis, known or suspected nephrolithiasis, new decline in GFR less than 40, recurrent pyelonephritis, or nursing therapy with infusion. NAMM CT abdomen and pelvis with and without IV contrast, the modality of choice in non-pregnant patients who need imaging. Finding supportive pyelonephritis, like renal parenchyma may appear normal or edematous. Infected parenchyma may be visible, wedge-shaped areas, obstructive contrast enhancement, striated nephrogram. Finding supportive urinary tract obstruction, hydroureter, hydronephrosis, nephrolithiasis, urolithiasis. Hydrocyte with the kidney and the bladder. The indication, patient with contraindication CT scan. Treatment. Uncomplicated pyelonephritis. Empiric antibiotic therapy for uncomplicated pyelonephritis. Most patients can be treated with an oral fluoroquinolone, the cefuroxime or levofloxacin for 5 to 7 days. Alternative, trimethoprim, sulfamethoxazole for 10 to 14 days, amoxicillin, calfurinate for 10 to 14 days, cefoxidine for 10 to 14 days. Consider single dose of broad spectrum parenteral antibiotic prior to administration of oral antibiotic, especially when the local rates of drug resistance in E. coli are known to be more than 10%. Ceftriaxone or gentamicin. Supportive care, encourage the patient to drink adequate amounts of fluid and analgesia. الكومبليكيت نيفرايتس لازم اعطي برنترال انتيبيوتيك ثيرابي فور 10 تو 14 دايز. اذا ما سيفر ال ال ان نورس فاكتور فور مالتي دراج ريزيستنس نعطي سيبروفلاكسين واكستندد سبيكترم وسيفالسبرين سيفوتريكزون سيفوتاكسين. الاكستندد سبيكترم بنسلل ويد بيتا لاكتيميز انهبيتر وسيدر ادين امن جلايكوسايد انت كالتشر ريزلت ار افيلبل وكلاتفان جنتا مارسن وتوبرمارسن. اذا سيفير ال سيبتيك اند اور وذاوت ويد ريسك فاكتورز فور مالتي دراج ريزيستنس بكتيريا انفكشن نعطي كاربابينم وفايف انسلين تازوبيكتام extended spectrum cephalosporin cefotrixone.
Thank you.